This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. The Ascension of the Lord, Vigil Mass, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Christ himself has entered into heaven. The words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. A meditation this evening on the Ascension, not the theology behind the Ascension, the benefits that come from the Ascension, but what is the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ? The Ascension of our Lord Jesus is the culmination of his resurrection. From the time our Lord rose from the dead until this day when he ascends into heaven, Pope St. Leo the Great says that these divinely ordained number of 40 sacred days devoted to our practical formation has been completed. How come our Lord Jesus Christ just didn't raise from the dead, show up to everybody, and then ascended to heaven? He did not do that because, as Pope St. Leo the Great points out, he needed to devote a lot of time, 40 days, to our practical formation. It did nothing for him to hang around, so to speak, for 40 days. It wasn't a social thing for him. It was for us. I mean us today, not just for the apostles, because we learn through what they experienced for those 40 days. And like St. Pope Leo the Great says, that these 40 days are divinely ordained. The number 40, Israel wandered 40 days in the wilderness. Our Lord Jesus Christ was tempted 40 days of the devil. This 40 days is a period of examination, is a period of purgation. This is what was going on between the resurrection and the ascension, and it was for our benefit. The faith of the apostles was fortified because these men remember. Even after his, when Mary Magdalene came back and told them about our Lord raising from the dead, they didn't believe. They didn't believe. As soon as St. Peter and St. John got to the tomb, they stick their heads in. Since St. John the Divine particularly, he stuck his head in, he saw, and then he believed. He didn't believe that it was going to happen, even though our Lord had said it time and time again. They needed to be fortified with proofs, needed proofs. Some of them came along slowly but surely. Others, St. Thomas, didn't come along at all. It wasn't just the time of our Lord doing some more miracles, being with them, teaching them some more. Because, you know, the 40 days between his resurrection and his ascension, you know, had to be fraught with all kind of miracles and all kind of needed proofs that we don't read about in Scripture. You know, the Scriptures tell us themselves. There are many things that our Lord Jesus Christ did and said that are not written in this book. This lets us know that Scripture alone doesn't fly. Appreciating what our Lord did, even over and above what we read in Scripture. Our Lord just didn't do miracles. He just didn't hang out, so to speak, with his apostles. He upbraided them. That word, upbraided, that is a very, very, the word that is translated, upbraided, is a very, very serious word. Our Lord chastised his apostles as the time between the resurrection and the ascension went on. He upbraided them. He chastised them soundly for not believing. Not only did our Lord upbraid them, I was reading a commentary on the ascension yesterday, and it said, the angels comforted the apostles by their words to them at the ascension. The angels didn't comfort. Those are not comfortable words. They aren't comfy words. Men of Galilee, Why stand you gazing up into heaven? This Jesus, whom you've seen ascend, is going to come back the same way he came. It wasn't consolation. It was, hey, apostles, he told you to do something, and you're not going to get it done if you stand there gawking up into heaven. They were corrected by the angels. So these were needed things that had to be done that not only taught them, but teach us. We learn from their example, and we're supposed to learn from their example and apply to their. They are teachers, not just the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit working through them. Because the ascension of our Lord, you look at, they'd already seen him die, seen him crucified, petrified them. Most of them ran and didn't see it. The only one that saw it was St. John, okay, and the Blessed Mother and the women who were brave enough to stay with him. They were petrified, but then he rises from the dead. What kind of happiness could they write? I mean, just do a little introspection and think for a second. For the person that's been closest to you that has died, what would the feeling of joy be if all of a sudden you felt a tap on your shoulder while you're in his parish and you turn around and you saw that person? And like after you shook your head and you knew they were really there, you know, the embracing, that the togetherness, they're back. 40 days later, they go again. Now, we would look at that and it would just say, why? Why even come back? That would be so crushing. It would be so sad. There is no indication whatsoever of one little bit of sadness at the ascension. Not one from anybody. The apostles, our Blessed Mother, none of them. No sadness whatsoever. No indication of sadness. As a matter of fact, they go back rejoicing. They are reinvigorated with great joy because what is it? This is proof. This is proof of everything that he has said. Even raising from the dead, yeah, that was proof he said he was going to raise from the dead, but he ascends into heaven. He takes his place in heaven. We're talking about back in the day when we watch TV and watch computer-generated stuff all the time of this, that, happened, things don't impress us that we see with our eyes anymore. Back in those days, you imagine our Lord lifting up in a cloud, take him away? This was proof positive that this is God. This is God. You know, even prophets of old that had been taken up to heaven, Elijah, how was he taken up into heaven? A chariot came down and got him. He didn't go up on his own. Our Lord lifted up into heaven. This gives them great joy. It is in no way sad. This is something for us to appreciate. Not the absence of sadness, but the fact that the one that we worship is God Almighty. This is not a matter of philosophical religion, but one who overcame death on his own and then ascended up into heaven on his own. Has never happened before. Heaven accepted a human body. We look at that and we think this is comforting because it lets us know that heaven is a place where we will be. Not in spirit. Our Lord didn't shed his body and then go up in the clouds in spirit. He went up in his body. And our Blessed Mother was assumed into heaven, body and soul. To go, well, that's God, and you know, so that doesn't count for us because we're not God. Blessed Mother wasn't God either. She was a creature, and she is assumed into heaven. So there's a place for us. These are the blessings, the comfort that we receive. The Pope St. Gregory the Great talk about these admonitions and corrections and, you know, the apostles being upbraided. St. Gregory the Great says, I am sure I receive less benefit from Mary Magdalene, who believed immediately, than from Thomas, who long remained hesitant. Think about that one for a second. St. Gregory the Great is saying that he receives more spiritual benefits from someone who is hesitant for a long time than from somebody who believed immediately. Why would he say that? Because we're more like Thomas than we are like Mary Magdalene. This is the reality of things. Because why? Because life throws stuff at us that it seems like, as said on Sunday, that seems like Jesus isn't even in the picture. How could there be a Jesus? How could there be a God if this happens to me or that happens to me? That's Thomas. This isn't just absolute belief exhibited immediately, just because Jesus is Jesus, like was exhibited by Mary Magdalene. Most of us don't have that faith. You know, a lot of us can associate with Mary Magdalene. Yeah, she was a sinner, but now she's a saint. I mean, it happened that quickly for her. It doesn't happen that quickly for the vast majority of us. The vast majority of us are Thomas. Have to be proven things. I've got to see. I've got to learn. Oh, it seems like Jesus is here. This couldn't be real. We are blessed more from Thomas. So again, as I said before, these things that the apostles experienced are something that helps us from a practical standpoint. This is the ascension. The apostles who gazed up into heaven, we've got to orient ourselves that way. Colossians chapter 3, St. Paul, mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. Notice St. Paul does not say for one moment to ignore the things that go on down here. We don't ignore them, but we always have to have ourselves oriented, being mindful of things above. Now, I've used the analogy before, but if you're driving down the street, if you're driving and you look at something on the side of the road, you ever catch yourself, you're driving on the side of the road, you're looking inside, all of a sudden you start to drift. You got to look back up the road and get your bearings. You got to reorient yourself. That's what St. Paul's talking about. Be mindful of the things that are above. Yeah, because when you are mindful of the things that are above, then when things down here happen for good or bad, really bad, then we have to reorient ourselves, because we can find ourselves drifting toward these, particularly temptations. Pay too much attention to temptations, you start to gravitate, you start to go that way. You need to orient yourself. Again, it's a constant orientation. We can't ignore the things down here. But we have to self-consciously orient ourselves up. Okay, this is what St. Paul talks about. This is what we learn. So the ascension, pregnant with all kind of blessings and theology and doctrinal stuff that we can get from it. But first and foremost, never lose sight of the fact that it was the culmination of the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.